Oh, happy Halloween!
It's time for a bonus pod, bitches. Yep. Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
Yeah.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts.
Me.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
Oh, it is a day early on the bonus pod, and that is because it is Halloween. Not only do I want to celebrate Halloween with you guys, but it is Halloween night tonight, and I want to just hang out and kind of enjoy the festivities around my neighborhood, and I don't want to be doing a podcast, so I'm going to do it a day early. But I really was fired up to get a podcast in and tell you guys a really crazy story that is so Halloween. And first off, let me just tell you, the other night, you guys know that I lost my dog of 14 years, my best friend, my favorite dog probably ever, Sarge, best dog I've ever had. And it still to this day will get me. It'll still, like, if I start thinking about something, it'll still, like, choke me up. And it happened in June. So I was asleep the other day, and I had this strange dream that I was looking at. Remember, at work, I have 60-something security cameras that I monitor at all times. And I was at work, and I was looking at the cameras, and then I realized, and sometimes something will happen, and I'll go into the system and rewind the camera and be like, hey, what time did this truck come in, or something like that, or what time did somebody go through this gate because no one was supposed to, and I'll rewind and check things on cameras. All right, well, I was doing that at work in the dream, and I realized when I rewound the camera, I could enter. It was like a time machine. It's very weird. It was like a time machine, and I could go into that time. So I rewound it, and there was like a truck that I wanted to do something with. I don't remember what I was doing, but I rewound it, and I saw it, and then I like walked out my door of my office, and then that truck was there because I had rewound the camera. It was like a time machine. I'd gone back in time. And then I realized, oh, wow, I could do that. That I could do that with anything. It doesn't have to be a truck at work or some security issue at work. And so I immediately ran back to my desk, and I rewound the camera. Now, this is where I know this was in my head. When I, at work all day, I constantly check my Ring cameras to watch my dogs, because Ice is a bit of an ice hole and tends to do dickish things, and I have to yell at him often on the Ring cameras and tell him to knock it off. So I immediately ran in, and somehow my Ring cameras were on my desktop at work that I look at all my cameras for the property where I am in charge of security. Well, and I immediately rewound it, and then I rewound my Ring cameras till I saw Sarge. I went back in time and saw Sarge. And then I immediately opened the door and ran out and ran to Sarge. And literally was the happiest feeling. It was the greatest dream. I was spending time with Sarge, and I was petting him, and I literally woke up sobbing. I was crying, but I was happy, but I missed Sarge a lot. And it was a powerful dream, incredibly vivid. The time that I spent with Sarge was incredibly vivid. And I can tell you right now, I have been like, thank you, God, for letting me have that dream, because I feel like I got like another 5 minutes with Sarge. And if you have anyone close to you that has passed, you'd do anything for a couple more minutes with them. And I honestly feel like after that dream, I had like 5 minutes with Sarge. And so I came home that night, and I went to work in the morning, and I'm gone before anybody. And we came home, we're eating dinner, and I told my wife and my daughter, I'm like, I had the most vivid dream with Sarge last night. And my daughter said, so did I. And I was like, that's weird. And then my daughter goes, you know what? It last night was, this happened on the night, so the night of the 27th into the morning of the 28th. Well, my daughter goes, that's Dia de los Muertos for pets. And I'm like, I've never heard of that before in my life. And she goes, yeah, it's a thing. She goes, you're supposed to, like, your pets will come back to visit you, just like people on the Day of the Dead. or All Saints Day, or All Souls Day. She goes, but this day in particular, October 27th into the morning of the 28th, the pets come and visit you that night. And it was weird to think I had such a vivid dream of Sarge on that night that I knew nothing about, and so did my daughter, and it was on that night. So I don't know if anyone's ever heard of it, but look it up. I Googled it because I was like, I've never heard this before. You're out of your mind. But it says on October 27th, and it's a relatively new thing. It doesn't go back. Dia de los Muertos has a long history. But apparently in recent history, they started this. And on October 27th, the first day of the dead offering is placed. And for those who practice this new custom, it's usually intended for the pets that are no longer with us. And it says pets are a very important part of our family. And an ofrenda full of pet pictures is a wonderful way to celebrate their lives. Well, I have on my mantle, there is a tribute to Sarge that never goes away at my house. His ashes are on my mantle. The toy that he was playing with when he passed away is sitting next to it. His collar, I keep next to his ashes in a Ziploc bag because I can open it and smell Sarge still to this day. And it's comforting. It's weird. But and I have his collar there with his tags on it. And his paw print is there as well. So that is up at all times. And whatever happens on that day, Sarge was back. So it was the coolest thing that has happened in a very long time. And I'm grateful that it happened to me. I know it was a dream, but it was incredibly awesome. So wanted to know if any of you had ever heard of that before, because I don't know how my daughter knew about it. And she was like, oh yeah, it's the Day of the Dead for pets, for deceased pets. I'm like, what are you talking about? And sure enough, it was when I looked it up, and I just read you guys the explanation for it. But there's more if you look at it online. So something to think about. And if you celebrate that, maybe next year you can celebrate it for your deceased animals. It's always great to have dreams or anything with a someone that you love so much. And God, I never loved anything like I love Sarge. So that was really, really cool. All right, let's get into some stories on this Halloween. I hope you guys are going to have a great Halloween. Here's a little tip for you. Halloween, the average American is believed to consume 3.4 pounds of candy today. Now, I don't think I've ever eaten 3.4 pounds of candy in a day in my life, so I don't know if it's the Halloween season. It doesn't give us any update on it other than 3.4 pounds of candy per average adult in America. That's a lot of candy. No wonder diabetes is an epidemic. Speaking of that, my doctor, I have all of my test results in, and everything's fine, except my diabetes is bad. My blood pressure is bad. My cholesterol is bad. My blood pressure is bad. Diabetes and cholesterol, those three things are really bad. And my doctor wanted to switch off the Ozempic because it is not working at all, other than it's helping the A1C, which is also really high. My A1C is really high. My blood sugar is high. Everything is effed up, right? I am incredibly not healthy. So my doctor wanted to switch me to Mounjaro or whatever. And then tonight my pharmacy sent me a text going, we're going to contact your doctor about switching medication. So I don't know if my insurance didn't approve it or if they said no, like no, that I can't have it because they are out of it, because it's one of those drugs that is hard to get. So I'll keep you updated on that. And if I do switch it over, I will let you know. Let's see. I have a pretty cool story. The New York Marathon. Oh, speaking of New York, shout out to the Dodgers for winning the World Series last night. What an amazing game and a great comeback. What a great series. I am not a baseball fan, and I can tell you, I watched every single bit of this entire World Series and was thoroughly entertained. The only bad game was the one game the Yankees won because the Yankees beat the snot out of them. All the rest of the games were really competitive and close, and it was great. It was really, really great. But this weekend is the New York Marathon. Then as I was looking through stories getting ready to do the show, I saw this story, and it's just cool. It's an old man. He's a retired math teacher, and he is 66 years old, and he walks the New York Marathon every year for like the last 10 years. And he started doing it because of a friend who got cancer, and he started raising money for that friend. That friend has since passed away, but he never stopped doing it. So far, this guy has raised over $150,000 in walking the New York Marathon. Now, why am I bringing this up? It's like, oh, cool, nice, warm, and fuzzy story. But where it really, to me, is motivating is last year, he had the worst time he's ever had, and he came across the finish line at 8 p.m. And the next day, they called him and they said, we want to let you know you're the official last place finish. You're the last guy to finish the marathon this year, and you're like the last place. And he's like all excited. He goes, it's not like I'm the 57,000th finisher. I'm the last place. I want it being last, and no one will ever take that away from me. And apparently he's gotten slower and slower. His time, almost 9 hours, 8 hours, 43 minutes, and 34 seconds to walk the 26.2 miles. Shout out to him. And he raises money for leukemia and lymphoma, blood cancers, in honor of his friend who passed away from it way back when he started doing them 10 years ago, which is just cool. The guy's name is Joel Kaufman, and he's from Queens, New York, and he does it every year, walks the New York Marathon. So that's awesome. And it just goes to show you, 26.2 miles is a brutal, brutal, brutal walk in a day for anyone. And this guy's retired. He's 66 years old. It took him 9 hours, but he did it. And it just shows you, if you really want to do something, you can do it. And you're only in competition with yourself. You're not racing those other people out there. Go do a 5K. Go do a 10K. Go do a half marathon. Whatever it is that you really, you know, want to set a goal to, and just go do it and have fun doing it. And just, especially if you're raising money for charity, it's a win-win. So shout out to that guy. I thought that was a super cool deal there. Now, this story is for basically all of you ladies. If you work in an office, and it's weird here in Los Angeles, it's finally fall. I'll say the heat is gone. We're not getting any more 90-degree days. It's still warm, but it's, you know, it's fall here, and it's getting cool. And you can put on a sweatshirt or whatever. I'm okay with that. I know my wife was trying to turn on the heater, and I came out and said, are you insane? And I turned it off. But when I walk my dog every night with T-shirt and shorts on still, because, well, I'm normal, I see people wearing wool hats, like down parka jackets, UGG boots, and I'm like, it's Los Angeles. It's about 60 degrees right now, right here. It's not cold. Like, take that crap off. But I also, and that's this guys and girls. That's no knock on women on this one. But there is a thing that I saw this story about space heaters. If you use a space heater in your home or office, and I can be honest with you, every office has at least 1 to 9 women who have a space heater at their desk that they have cranked up, and at some point, it'll burn the place down. But that's not what the story is about. It's not about fire danger. No, it is about a condition that dermatologists are telling you to be very careful with if you have a space heater, and it's called arrhythmia ab igne, also known as EAI, which is what they call toasted skin syndrome or fire stains. And they show pictures of people that have this. They say it was a very, very common issue many years ago when places were heated with fire, or and for people that work around industrial ovens. And it is like big purplish reddish stains on your skin from getting too close to a really hot heat source. And they say now it happens from, you guessed it, space heaters. That people get close to the space heaters, and if you get it, it'll go away. But they say it takes about 6 months or so for this to go away. And it's pretty nasty looking. You'll be like, what is happening? It's a real reddish, purplish rash on your, either whatever's closest to it, so it can be in your arms or your legs, but most people have it on their legs from the knees down to the ankles when they get too close to that thing underneath. Pretty freaking gross, right? That just sounds, it's nasty looking. And I'm paranoid of space heaters. I always think, oh God, they're going to start a fire. To me, you're just going to light yourself on fire or burn your house or office down. I am anti-space heater. And it's also not cold enough in Los Angeles to have them. If you're on the East Coast, maybe. But, you know, you're not going to be at work and have an office building that's not heated on the East Coast unless you're in a warehouse. And at that point, you can't stand in front of the damn space heater all day. All right, let's get into a not a fitness expert, but a dietitian who has written an article that I am going to tell you about right now that just gives you tips on surviving the holidays with your diet. And today is the kickoff of the holiday season. It is today. And I told you earlier, 3.4 pounds of candy per adult American is the average on Halloween. So we got Thanksgiving coming up. We're going to keep baking. We're going to keep eating. And people usually freak out and eat like crazy and they binge eat. And she says that here are some tips to cope with the holiday season. Probably the coolest thing that she says is, let's say you're like, oh, candy. Okay, it's Halloween. I cannot have candy. I am not going to have any candy. That's the wrong way to look at it. What you need to do is literally eat candy every single day. Make it a part of your daily routine. It will help you immensely. So like I said, if you were eating an entire giant Hershey bar, maybe you go to this one snack size per day, put it in your lunch, eat it at lunch, or put it in your refrigerator and eat it when you get home from work. Don't eat the whole bag. Don't go crazy, but it's a good thing. The other thing is to slow down your eating and to really take time to eat it. And if you eat slower, they say you will get basically your overall caloric intake will go down because you'll eat less. So if you chew slower than any normal time, you don't just power down your food. And there's a lot of shame attached to overeating and people that eat too much because they are like, so they power down the food or they look at their plate and it's like, oh, wow, you have nothing healthy on there. There's no salad. Like, someone will make a comment. Really, you've got meat with gravy and biscuits on your plate, but you don't have any vegetables or any of this. And there's, like, some shame associated to that. So people power down their food, and they're like, don't do that. Enjoy the food. Eat it slow. You'll eat less. And the other really great tip that this lady has is, let's say there is some casserole that someone makes, and it's, we only have it every year at the holidays, and it's delicious, and I must have it, and I must eat as much as I can because it's my favorite. Well, guess what you could do in January or February? You could make that. It doesn't have to be Christmas only or Thanksgiving only. You can make that anytime you want, or ask if it's your mom that makes it, or your grandma or whatever. If you said, Grandma, will you make your, I don't know, your Thanksgiving Day stuffing for me? Like, I know it's February, but I really want it. Trust me, your grandma will. So you can have it anytime. So you don't have to gorge yourself because you only get it this one time a year. Good tips. Good tips if you are looking to, you know, lose some weight, or even, let's be honest, if you can maintain right now this time of year, not gain a bunch of weight, you're ahead of most people, and solid, you know, most, let's face it, we go into January, it's, oh my God, New Year's resolution, and then I was bitching last year about the gym being overpacked, and how insane it was, and it took about 6 weeks or so, and it slowed down, but it was overly packed at the beginning of the year, as it always is, and that is how it goes. My doctor, by the way, told me I am not working out enough. She says walking the dogs does not count, that I need to get my fat ass moving because I told you guys I've gained weight. I have not lost weight on the Ozempic, and I am, nothing's good right now. She's going to rip me. I haven't talked to her since the test results all came in on Wednesday. I got the test results, and I read them online because I can do that in my client profile. But, yeah, it's, there's nothing good happening right now. I am incredibly unhealthy, and I've got to get back on track, which means I've got to start working out again. I've just been doing the dog walks, doing it, and it's, you know, it's not unhealthy to walk the dog. It's but your heart isn't. It's not like you're jogging or getting your heart beating really, because you're just kind of out on a casual stroll. So I got to picked that up. I know my step count is good. I got a great step count on the weekly average, but I need to lift weights again. I have an elliptical too that I don't touch. I should maybe do that. But there's stuff I need to be doing, and it just has to get done. Got to start doing it. My health is bad. I started this show to get my health back. I quit doing the daily radio show at Big 49 to get my health back, and now I'm right back where I started because I threw in the towel after my shoulder. So I've got to stop that and kick myself in the nuts and get back out there. But first, we got to dial in these medications. My goal to get rid of medications completely or greatly reduce them. And as it stands now, I'm adding medications. I added another new one today. So not a good plan, not a good place to be. But I will get it. I will get it or I will die. That's where fat to fit or else comes in. I need to get fit or else I'm going to have a heart attack or a stroke. I'm old, too. I'm not young. That could totally happen. We all know people. Like, I've got friends that died, but we lost my dear friend last year to a stroke. One of my friends that I grew up with in radio, first guy I ever knew in radio, gone. A couple years older than me, gone from a stroke. My best friend had a debilitating stroke and is now crippled. And another guy that I met in radio, and he's also about 2 years older than me. But it is a crazy world out there, man. So take care of yourselves. Do the right thing. Be kind to yourselves. Happy Halloween. Eat some effing candy if you want candy. Don't beat yourself up and don't feel so guilty about it. And move on. And maybe tomorrow you don't eat any. Oh, God, I have two scans tomorrow, too. I have a calcium deposit scan, so they're going to look at my heart because they're afraid I'm going to have a heart attack. This is not good. Nothing is good right now. I will update you guys when I talk to you on Sunday. So till then, happy Halloween, and I will talk to you next week with a brand new episode of Fat to Fit or Else.